So we're continuing in Yonei Eruv Chatzeros. So we know that if a person is living in one location and he's part of a multiple of different people living in that same area, like an apartment building or something like that, so one is not allowed to carry from their private domain into a Rishus HaYachid of somebody else. Either we saw it's a private Rishus HaYachid, Reuven to Shimon, or to a hallway, you know, from that now, and so unless you make an Erev Chatzeros, that means that everyone has to donate some food, and then we put all the food together in one of the apartments, and then it's considered like everyone's living in that place. Today what we do is you just get a box of matzahs and someone picks it up on behalf of it. We don't knock on everyone's door. Because if you make an Erev in the place, the community Erev, so you're not going to knock on everyone's door. You just buy a box of matzahs, give it to your friend, let him pick it up, and then you put it in somebody's house, and then...
Do you have to be aware of it? Like if someone's doing it for the building, but you don't know? You didn't know until...
Yeah, not everyone's a lamdan, so right. So there's going to be people who... Most people who live in any communal Erev don't realize that every communal Erev has a box of matzahs. And without the box of matzahs, they can't carry. But they know there's an Erev there, so whatever that means.
You'd just be left wherever, or do they put the box?
Yeah, in someone's house, one of them inside.
And you proclaim that it's in your apartment, or you have to proclaim that it's Erev in your house, or like...
Well, there's a nusach, there's a nusach to say. Now, so the question is, what is considered a person's dira to consider him living in that location? So most people, the way we have living quarters today, we do everything in one place. We have sleep there, we eat there, you know. But apparently, in the Zman HaGemara, they had a concept of a makom pita, and a makom lina, a place where you eat, a place where you sleep, which wasn't always in the same location. I guess it couldn't be too far away, but it could be in one chatzer, one building it would be his sleeping quarters, and another building would be his eating quarters. So the question is, so what's considered his location that he requires to be part of the participation of giving the food to be part of that. So that's the discussion here. Yeah. My Mokum Dira, last line. My Mokum Dira, Rav Omar Mokum Ita, Ushmul Omar Mokum Lina. And we'll see Bez Hashem coming Shiurim that this is relevant in Hilchas Chanukah, of where you're supposed to light the Chanukah. If you're sleeping in one place, you're eating in another place, etc. So then the Gemara continues. Meisvei haroim v'kayotzim v'harburganim v'shomei peiris. So you have all these shepherds and guards and watchmen. So obviously they are in the fields doing their job of shepherding and watching and whatever it is. So there's mancha darkan lolin but here. So if they sleep, they don't sleep there. They have their hours of work in the fields, and then they go to the city, and that's where they go to sleep. There's mancha darkan lolin but here. Harehi ein ka'anchi ha'ir. So then they're part of the Anshei Yir, and then they have to be Mishtatev together with them. There's Mancha Darkan Lolin Basadeh. So that's Yesh Lem Alpayim B'chol Ruach. So that's considered where they're living. So it seems over here very clearly, and this is from the Tanaim saying this, that the Mokolina is the place. So that's Akasha, because Rav and Shmuel, even though Rav, we say sometimes Rav Tanu Hupoli, but we basically they're considered like Amoraim. They're later. And the Kesef Mishnah explains Yisoid, that all of Shas is based on this Yisoid. One Yisoid, the Kesef Mishnah says, that all of Shas is based on the Yisoid, that even though a later scholar could argue with an earlier scholar, but we're Makabel Natu. So therefore, the Amoraim will never argue on Tanaim unless they have a Tana that they're following. They don't have to follow all the Tanaim, but at least they should have some opinion in the Tanaim that goes with it. So if we have a statement from Tanaim that's counter to a statement of Amoraim, that by definition, the Gemara assumes, will discredit the statement of the Amora. And that's all of Shas is based on that. Because all of Shas is asking kashas on Amoraim from statements of the Tanaim. And a lot of times they say, oh, he follows this other Tana, and they'll find some other Tana that he'll go. But without this assumption, then you don't understand, all of Shas. Because we're our Shmuel, Rav could say, I follow my Shita. And by Rav Taka, we say sometimes Rav Tanu Hu Apolik. But here the Gemara is saying, Rav says Mokum Pita, Shmuel says Mokum Lina. Now we have a statement that says clearly that you follow what? Mokum Lina. So what's the answer? Hosam, Gemara says, Anan Sadi, the Mimatu Rift, Hosam Tfei Nichalo. He says that really, in other words, just because you're eating in one place and sleeping in another place doesn't mean that that's your makom achila in the city, or because sometimes you're only doing it out of that's the Lubitsius. But really, if they would have brought you food here, you'd be much rather have the Makom Pita, because he's a whole Tzrichim Lishmor, Shari Yishedim Sham Kol Alayla, so he really would, like to have the Makom Pita there also. So the fact that he has to split up his situation, that's because there was no place, he didn't have the food there, he had to go, but not out of choice. So here, in other words, Rav would say, I follow Mokom Pita, so he's eating, maybe he's, eating in the city, and he's sleeping in the Sada or wherever, he's eating someplace else, but that's only because, that's the reality, but that doesn't mean that's his preference. So you have a tremendous yesod here, that Mokom Pita doesn't necessarily mean where you're eating, it's where you would, in other words, say Yechves, he always is eating someplace else because he doesn't have, but he would much rather be eating at home. There's no one to cook at home, there's no one, whatever the Metzius is, so he goes someplace else for the meal. Or go someplace else to sleep.
But this price is not, saying the way your ikur deer is. It's going, mamish, mokum lina, period.
Right. So Rav would say that this is the way Rav's explanation. He says, Anan Sadi, the Mimatuhu Rift the Hassam Tfei Nichalu. In other words, if they would bring him the food, in the field. So he was...
But aren't the people he's bringing up not necessarily indicative of the mainstream population? Because he's giving examples of shepherds and...
Right, so here in the case, he's sleeping in the field, he's sleeping there, and he's eating someplace else. So he says that's not how that he really wants to do that. And therefore, that's considered, okay, maybe it's a doichak. Because the idea is that Rav just has to show that he's not blatantly has to be against the Tana, the earlier Tana. So even if you could say a doichak, so is good to. Because really, the Kesef Mishnah says, and it's a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrin, I think Perek Beis in Hilchas Mamrin. He says that you could really argue, but the Mekabel not to argue. You know, there's a famous story, I'll tell it over, from Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's brought down in the Mekor Baruch of the Torah Tumim is autobiography. Rav Shechter likes to say it over, but it's a good yesod. You know, in Hilchas Kashrus, we have a halacha that normally for taste to be imparted from one to the other, you have to have heat. Like if you cook treif meat in a pot, now the pot becomes treif. But if it wasn't cooked, it's not hot, then you'll just take the treif meat out and you wash it out and you're fine. You don't have to kasher anything. But one of the exceptions to the rule is dover charif. That if you have something that's sharp, so then, say you have a knife that cuts an onion. That's the classical case. And the knife, say, is a fleishik knife, and there's no heat, but it cuts the onion. Now the onion is considered fleishik because there's a sharpness and there's a duchka, the pressure of the knife, and between them it becomes so. Yeah, not the whole thing. So there's a question in halacha: how sharp is sharp? What where do you draw the line? You know, of what's considered a dover charif and what's not considered a dover charif. So there's a story with Rav Chaim Volozhin that someone came to him and he asked the woman who had the shayla, was it white onions or was it like black onions? What color was the onion? And she said, whatever she said, I said, oh, hey, Bezay, it's fine. So the Talmidim was surrounding him there. He says, Rebbe, what is this? Where does this come from? Why didn't it? So he says, again, I'm going to say correctly, but something along these lines. I really hold the onions is not charif at all. The charif is like what the Rush says, has to be like chiltis, something that's really, but the Shulchan Aruch says, not like me. In other words, I follow different Rishonim that I feel is the Ikar Adin, like what the Rush says, but the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore I can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. So what I have to do is, I'm not going to say I don't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, I'll say the Shulchan Aruch that says that it's what? That onions is charif, is only talking about this type of onion. And your onion was a different type of onion. So this way, I show my deference to the Shulchan Aruch, but on the other hand, I paskin the way I think is... So obviously it's not for the Hamonam to do. If you're Rav Chaim Volozhna, you know, but that was his word. That we accept that we don't argue with the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I'm a person to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. So, but if he makes say no, I'm not arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is only referring to this type of case. That's this type of idea. Okay. Oh. So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 3. Misha ochel b'mokom echad v'yoshen b'mokom acher. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? We had the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where the Mokom Pita b'makom lina. So it says, Misha ochel b'makom echa v'yashem b'makom acher, makom achiloso hu ha'ikar. V'sham hu osir. Hilkach ha'achim she'ochelim b'veis aviyim. In other words, say they're eating, the brothers who are eating in their father's home. Yishenim b'bateim. Einem osir. In other words, if they're eating, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mokom achim is ikar. So if they're eating b'veis aviyim, but they're sleeping someplace else, so they don't have to be mishtatef in the Erev Chatzeres in the place that they're sleeping. They don't osir. Because that's not dira. Dira is the achila. Etc. So now take a look in the Magen Avraham, Zok the Magen Avraham. Mashmav Gemara Deroyim Ha'alonim Basada Havavisha Ochlim Be'ir Ein Osir. That's the Gemara we just did. That you have the shepherds that sleep in the field, even though they're eating in the city. So ein osrin, why? Ah, makom achil. Danan sadi ilu mati rifta hosam lechol havenichlu. So that would be their preference. So that's the person also about them osrin. I mean, she knows them. Yeah. So if you look in the Machzis Hashekel here on page 5, he says he quotes that Gemara that according to Rav Makom Achila, but that's not necessarily where you eat. If you prefer to eat someplace else, it would be different. And the Prima Gaudim here on page 5 says the same thing. If you look on page 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line on the last two words, Hu Adin, Talmidim She'ochlim Bebeis Bal Habayis. In other words, I told you, in those days, the Talmidim would go out of town to learn. Even married people, they would go out of town to learn, and they would find a place to board. But they would say sometimes sleep in the Rebbe's home, but the Rebbe wouldn't provide, he had some beds, but he couldn't feed everybody. So they would eat one place, sleep in the other place. Yishloma Iker Mokom Lina. Lina is really the Mokom, because like a certain Talmud Chacham once said to me, the word is like this, that they're not there for the Balabais, they're there for the Rav. That's their main Mokom. And if the Rav would be serving the food there, they would prefer that. It says the Rav can't serve everyone the food. So they board by other people's house. But they have no sheikhs with the other people's house. So sometimes this Talmud Chacham said to me that say sometimes you're going away for Shabbos Chanukah, say. You want to know where to light. Something like that. And really, you want to stay by your parents, your in-laws, but say they don't have enough room for everyone. So they found some place for, to stay in the neighborhood. But they have no shaykhs with that other person. They're there because, so even though they might be sleeping, but you don't follow the reality of where they're eating or sleeping. You follow where they would rather eat and sleep. So if they would rather eat and sleep by the parents, because that's what they're there for, so this Talmud Chacham pointed out to me based on this Prima Gaudim, And based on the Gemara, based on this whole assumption that Achila and Pita and Lina is not the reality of where you sleep, where you eat, but where your Iker, as this Talmud Chacham said, where your Iker Kviyas is.
But that's all a steer to the original starting point of the original Gemara that said it goes Dafka Mokam Lina.
Right, but that's saying Mokam Lina is, I have two residents, and for some reason I eat in one place and I sleep in the other. So they're both mine, and they're both my Kviyas.
We're putting that in there. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says Pashat, mine, Lina.
Right. But Rav puts that in.
I understand Rav saying it, but he's saying now that we can pick.
Right. So so Rav is saying that. No, but it's a good svara that the Kviyas, in other words, if you're in one place and you want to be Koveya, which is where your Kviyas for this amount of time, so you don't say my Kviyas is where I'm in some stranger place that I don't really want to be, and I just there's no room for me to whatever, so I'm doing it here because I'm there for the simcha. So
in order to follow your svara to a gemara, with Farish saying not like that, you have to say that this gemara is talking about Dafka, Kayotzen, and Bergenin, and so on and so forth.
Right.
For normal people. You can take your pick.
Right.
For normal people.
Yeah. Okay, and that's relevant for Neris Chanukah as well. Now, the Chazon Ish says a very big Kiddush on page 6. Because we know the halacha is like this, that one is allowed to, if there's no Erev, so you can't carry from the hallway to your house. But in the hallway, things that were in the hallway, you can move from one place to the hallway to another place in the hallway. Okay? But you can't bring from the hallway into the house. But the chatzer, all the chatzeres are considered one, and you can carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, from one hallway to another hallway, etc. So he says an unbelievable thing. What if you want to carry from the hallway into the apartment, and into the apartment there's a room there? Yeah, say, for example, you left something out in the hallway. There's no Erev in the building. And you don't want it to be there. Might be taking, you want to bring it in. But you can't bring it in because you didn't make an Erev. So the Chazon Ish says, but what if when you bring it in, you don't eat in that place? Or you don't sleep in that place? So the Chazon Ish says that you could bring it in because that's not considered going into your dira, even though technically it's your apartment, because it has to be, if you would eat in that room, usually there's a little vestibule or something like that. So you're not eating there, you're sleeping there. So hitayin is, that's not taking it from the public rishus hayochid to the mokum, your mokum dira, because that part of the apartment is not mokum pita, not mokum lina. But look inside.
Tremendous
chiddush.
Saying that your dira, from a halachic perspective, is your bedroom and your dining room, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. For these purposes, yeah.
Well, frankly, I don't know what other purposes are there, but I mean, that.
We'll see mezuzah and things, we'll see. Yeah, look, Haimelon.
Does it mean that then you cannot carry into this area from where you eat?
No, because that's all your rishus hayachid. No, you can carry anywhere in your apartment because that's all your rishus hayachid. But to carry, to carry from one rishus hayachid owned by one person to a rishus hayachid owned by a different person or a communal rishus hayachid. But he said, look at what he says. Kaimelon, the ain oser el mokum pita. We hold mokum pita like Rav. If there are many rooms in the house, the cheder echad miyuchad l'shulchano b'Shabbos, the dining room where some people eat in the dining room on Shabbos and the kitchen during the week, whatever. Ein chashiv diroso el cheder shehu ochel. Ushar hachadarim heim kibes hateven, ufize mutter lhoti kelim sheshoftu b'shar hachadarim mechedram lachotzer b'lo erif. V'chein lachnis lesochen kelim sheshoftu b'chotzer. Like you've left something in the hallway. And you don't want it to be there. And there's no erev in the building. So you can bring it in, as long as you don't bring it in to the Mokom Pita.
That's in my apartment? It's my issue.
Yeah, so right.
Now I can take it to my Mokom Pita, right? Because
no,
it's my apartment. You just said it.
Right? No, but the things that originally were not in your apartment, and you bring it in, those things can't now be brought. You say, well, bring it in, do this two-step process.
Yeah.
Right. No.
It doesn't
work that way. Because originally it stemmed from when the beginning of Shabbos, it was in the hallway. So now you have a heter, according to the Chazon Ish, to bring it into the apartment, to a part of the apartment that's not where you eat.
Well, but what about another guy? Another guy could then take it. For them, they're moving it from the hallway.
No, because the ma'aseh goes by the chayfetz. The chayfetz was kelim sheshofsu b'chotzer. You can move in the chotzer. So he's saying that part is considered. When I saw this for the first time, I was very astounded. I was very astounded by this.
What about the example of somebody who wears their coat into the hallway, and then they want to carry their coat?
Yeah, so that we discussed in the Bir Halacha, that if you got it in Beheter to the hallway, could you carry it the rest
so
of the way?
Why would this be different? So like if you brought it from the hallway into a different room in the house, Beheter, and now it's in the house, Beheter, so why wouldn't you be able to move it around even to the dining room?
If you hold like the sheet to the, that if you... Because there you didn't carry it out. Place it was. Well, that's what he says. Wow. Now there is a sefer called the Shvus Yitzchak. Yitzchak Darzi. He was a big Talmud of Rav Yashiv. So. A lot of his svarim. He wrote a lot of these little svarim, always quoting different psachim from some others, Yashiv, etc. So he discusses how does this say fit in Hilchas Chanukah? So would anyone say in Hilchas Chanukah? Say the Ramah says in Hilchas Chanukah that Mokom Pita. So do you mean to say that you should dafka light the Hanukkah licht in the dining room or the kitchen? So he says like this, V'nei, page 8, V'nei kol zek she'ochel b'bayis echa v'yoshem b'bayis achen. In other words, the whole discussion of Mokom Pita, Mokom Lina is when the two things are in two different... locations. Achshecheder Hashen who also buys. Yesh Lodon in Bizman Shemadlikim Bifneim Tzorich Lahadlik Dafke Becheder Shochabo, who Rosh Alahadligam Becheder Acher. Kevich Shehu Bebayis Echad, the Somach Lumokum Achila. So is it an Indian that you have to Dafke light in the Mokum that you eat? So he says. Probably not. He says, he quotes the Sheris Yosef, that's the Ramah's brother-in-law. Because of the Nech Hanukkah, Mokom Lina, Iker, V'lo Mokom Achila, Afki Anushad, Dirosein, V'mokom Achila, V'ischor, V'mokom Lina, V'ischacher, Kol Zeyadua, Ki Kulanu, Madlikim, V'ischor, V'mokom Shanu, Ochlim, Dua, Shekol Echa, Yeshlo, B'chorov, Teker, V'chom, Motzo, Achim, Mokom Lina. So as long as the Mokom Achila and Mokom Lina are next, you know, close, you know, within the same, so if, even if you say you have to do with Mokom Achila, or Mokom Lina, and you do it in the other room, that's not what the Gemara was talking about. And he says, even though the Chazanish is mashma not that way, but see, the Chazanish said this idea, he has page 9, that we, the Mokum Lina and Mokum Pita, we divide up. The Chaimel and Dain also have Mokum Pita, Lefizem Yeshem Kama Chador V'Bais, V'Cheder Echem Yuchel, L'Shulchon V'Shabes, Eichosh V'Zeros, L'Cheder Shul Ochel, V'Shar Chadorim Hegem V'Satev, Lefizem Mutel L'Hotzi, that's the Chazanish. But he says, "Miu yuim b'hagoz Rabbi Kiva Eger, the gam beis akisa shebeisu chashiv dira, also lahotzi misham." In other words, no one's going to say that. Well, the beis akisa is not a mokum dira; it's not a mokum pita, not a mokum lina. So therefore, you could bring from the beis akisa out into the chotzer, or not. So then he says from Chaim Kanievsky, I guess he's defending the Chazanish, that maybe basically he says different, that it's not a Mokum Dir at all. Ficha Ditpol Beisach Ila Bashenki Chedoshena. The Chedoshena is its own thing and it's not considered subordinate. But the Pashtus is not like this. The Pashtus is not like the Chazanish. That if you didn't make an Erev, you have to. You can't carry, so that means you can't carry from the hallway even into your apartment, even to a part of the apartment that you're not sleeping or eating is also aser. Because the way we have apartments today, houses today, we have the one room is for the achila, one room is for lina, but it's all one unit. So you don't, in other words, the Gemara is talking about when there were two separate chatzeres, the mokum pita and the mokum lina. And then the shaila is what area was it to, you know, that you have to be mishtatev? Oh.
So it's a helpful chiddush, isn't it? Maybe you need to move your key or something.
Right, it's a helpful chiddush to get in. Move your key into the, right. But that doesn't mean it's a simple pshat. Oh, so then I thought to tie this in with something I heard that Rabbi Bari once said, told me, and he's like this. Look on page 15 for a second. What's the story of a storage place? So it's a machlokes rishonim, whether a storage place is chayiv. In other words, you don't go there, really. It's mainly for storage. It's not like your living room, your dining room, your kitchen. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch paskins here in mezuzah. Beis ha-tevin, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-boker, chayovim. Unless the women are dressed, wash themselves there, and then you shouldn't have mezuzah there. But that's how we paskin. Like the Rush against the Rambam. Rambam says it's potter for mezuzah. A base ha-oitzer. Shulchan Aruch says we're chayev.
Like a walk-in closet would be chayev.
So a walk-in closet would be chayev. Only shal about walk-in closets, or then most of them are not dalet al dalet. So they don't have a shear.
So walk-in, it's not going to be dalet al dalet.
No. Because walk-in means I can walk in. A dalet al dalet, say even the smaller shear of Chaim Noah, 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches, it's just because of walk in, you can walk in. You're not 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches. So that's what the this is the shaila. So I want to ask Rabbi Bari like this: it's a big shaila when you move into a house. So if you buy the house in Chutz Laaretz, it's not a rental, if you buy it, you have to put up the mezuzah right away, as soon as you move in, meaning that you start living there. People don't realize this sometimes. They say, oh, we didn't get a chance. You have a chiv daraisa, he's a mevatel mitzvah essay. If you're renting Chutz Laaretz, you have 30 days. But if you buy it, and now you're moving in, and you, tonight you're eating there, you're sleeping there, whatever, you chayiv mezuzah. There's no thing I didn't get a chance, I didn't get to it. You got to go right now. Yeah, I mean, the rooms that have doors is more of a chayiv. The Rambam Shita is, if there's no door, you don't put up a mezuzah. That's the Rambam Shita. It's not only a doorway in a room, you need a door. But we don't paskin like the Rambam. But in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha on doorways without a door. So I asked Rav Abadi like this, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that base place where you store things, so then you put, you have a chiyuv mezuzah. So how come, usually a person moves in, so first his belongings, they put the stuff in the house, so then the house should be what? Chayav mezuzah misham beis ha'itzar. So why does he say to me that only when you move in? Once you move your belongings in, that should already be chayav. So he said to me a yesod, and then I saw Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said the same yesod, is that beis ha'itzar is only chayav in mezuzah if it's part of a dira. In other words, you always go on the highway, you see advertisements for storage places. So that's storage without any dira, you're not living there. So then everybody said, so even if you're renting a storage place, that type of storage place would not require mezuzah. The storage places they're talking about are places that are part of your general residence, and you have one room, one closet for storage, so then that's part of the, even though you're not living there in that storage place. So this idea that he told me is, you know, counter to that idea of the Chazon Ish. Because once it's within one location, so then the storage places gets a makom dira as well. But if it's a separate place, the store, like when you have the places that are advertised, so that's a storage place that's not nitpal to a dira. And the similar idea, makom pita, makom lina, if it's part of the same location, so then the makom lina is also a makom pita. The makom pita, and even the makom that you don't eat or sleep, is considered like that. So if you want to send Chanukah licht in a place that it's not the makom pita, not the makom lina, like a lot of people do it in the living room by the window, etc. So not necessarily the makom pita, not necessarily the makom lina. So that if you hold it, you're supposed to do it in the makom pita, so what's the pshat? So that's the word. So that's why I wrote in my Sefer Ne'erivin here on page 14. It says, Svara domalo, that is this Svara, the counter to the Chazon Ish. Shechadri abayis him nitpolim lechadr sh'ochol sham. Kian heim nechshovim lomokom dira. Shemati minogei el hilchaz mezuzah. Dinei posach ha-shulchan aruch shebeis ha-otzer chayim mezuzah. Shemati sheyesh rotzu lomo sh'odom shekono abayis v'iniach sham chafotzov chayim lekvor sham mezuzah af sh'adai neinu dar sham midin beis ha-otzer. So therefore, that's how he told me. In other words, when you move in and you moved your stuff in, so that's like the storage place that's not linked to, because you're not living there yet. So once you live there, then every place in the house is considered the dira. Chovos hadar. As a bias also should some of the more divorce who came me dear shalom who came as even well the same that's come to share had them shein mokum akhila the crime bias for the hot say that was that's called this that's Rav Cook safer but Rav Five Cohen he one of his first swarm he called that's Cohen as well so he quotes this Chazanish and discusses Falpa with it. So if you didn't move yet, you moved in the furniture, but you're not living there yet, you wouldn't have to put. Kamenetsky. Shenichtav Agdei, Rav Michal Jacobs, Amrit Reish Chof, Shekhosav Kanam. Sure. So that's a similar type of svara. And the same thing here in Hilchos Chanukah on page 16, where the Rama writes, Hagav Yesh Omrim, page 17, the Bizman Hazeh Madlikim Bifnim Mamish Yadlik B'makom Sha'ochel. So that's the same word. Do you have to mamish eat? It's talking about when the mokum achil and mokum pita are two different places. So then you do the mokum sha'ochel. But if the ochel is part of your house, so then you can light it in any room. You don't have to dafka light it in the mokum sha'ochel. Because it's all nitpal, that same idea. Rav Moshe.
Well, there's nobody's leg like that. I never saw that in my life. Either in the window or by the door.
Right.
Not the dining room table.
Yeah. Well, so Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush here. So some want to say, that was like the Rav Aaron held this way, that the question was, where do you light in the yeshiva? Do you light in the dormitory room, or do you light in the cafeteria, the dining room? So I think Rav Aaron held to light in the Makom Achila, in the dining room. So Rav Moshe held that no. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says to light in the Makom Achila, he says, but if the Makom Shena is more miyuchad for you, and the Makom Achila is for everybody, so that's more your dira, and to light in the dormitory and not in the dining room. So that's what he writes. L'bochrim ha'nitzoy me'yeshiva gam l'lina sheish mokum yuchad l'lina cheder echad l'eza bachurim, have a dormitory room. Mokum achilahu echad l'chol b'nei ha'yeshiva, but the dining room was for the whole yeshiva. Shishim l'hadlik ne'chanak m'cheder ha'shena shu m'yuchad l'eza shenitav m'cheder zeh. So it's more, even though you might have a couple of roommates, but it's not the whole yeshiva in your room. Yeah, so some put it right outside the door of the within people. Yeah, and why you? They we used to light in the room, and then they unfortunately, there's been a lot of fires over the years in different places. You know, in Tells. They don't allow one hadlaka per building for the whole yeshiva. Yeah. Right, exactly. No, but didn't have to be on Hanukkah.
Well, it's similar, right? There are places, like each dorm has a place.
Yeah, right.
One menorah for the whole...
For the whole yeshiva in Tells, you're talking about. Yeah.
Not each person might
own. No. And if I would be in charge, I would institute that in all yeshivas.
Wow.
Is that my shita? The less fire, the better. So that's always my shita.
The place has to learn how to do it sooner or later when you're married.
Yeah. What are you saying?
You don't have to appoint someone as a shaliach, but the person who's laying on their behalf, or they're considered like...
They're all considered part of the yeshiva.
So if somebody's late,
And if a Sfardim, Bechlal, Sfardim, not all Sfardim, everybody doesn't hold his way, but Rabbi Yosef holds that if your father's lighting for you, you're from Chicago, now you're coming yeshiva in New York, and your father's lighting for you there, and you're supported by him, then you don't have to light at all. That's Rav Avadya Yosef's psak.
All Eretz Yisrael is in one time zone. In America, before that up in Morgan.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I hold, even though Rav Shechter is a Maimonata, I think Meikar Adin, you don't have to be in the same time zone. Because you're part of his hadlaka, and he's in that time zone where it's supposed to be. So even though it's not yours, so... You're in Chveis, father's in New York and the son is in L.A. or whatever, you know, I feel it doesn't make it. Rav Shechter thinks it does. I think that pashtus, it shouldn't make, like other poskim holders, shouldn't make a difference because he's there. He's lighting and you're part of his hadlaka.
Happens in Australia. Mamish is a different day.
Yeah.
They say the same thing.
Yeah, so Australia, yeah, in other words, if you have shilas with the dateline, and it can be 24 hours off.
And here in Australia, it's definitely over the dateline. What about all the shitas?
Yeah.
So
I think...
If you're on the wrong day.
No, because he's... I still hold that even if it's the wrong day, it's his, but you're part of his hablaka. In other words, you're so mechal shulchan oviv, so then... As long as it's the right day for him, then you're good. That's the sheet that I think is Mustaber.
You think Ashkenazim follow?
Yeah, it would be up to me. I would say everyone should follow the Sephardic approach and have one menorah in the house. That's my shita. But my kids didn't go for that. so I lost. But that's my... like the Sephardic, have one menorah for the whole house. Finished. I'm very into that. But again, in theory, I'm into that. Rabbi Badi has a big chiddush. He wants to say here, on page 22. He says, Nira, Shevada yesh chalak ben zman ha-gemara, shayu madlikim rak b'chutz. See, in the zman ha-gemara, Chadlokas Neiros Chanukah was outside. If you lit indoors, you were not yotze. It was dafka outside. If you lit inside, you weren't yotze. Today the Gemara says, "Nichal shulchan uvedayo." Shasa sakana, nichal shulchan uvedayo. Then there's a question. So does that mean now, from now on, you have to light inside? What if you feel that it's not a sakana to light outside? So Rav Yashiv has a tshuva, where he says, "So you can light outside, like in Eretz Yisrael, they light outside." And the Dvar Yeshua, I'm very into the Dvar, everybody's into the Dvar Yeshua also, Dvar Yeshua, of Dayan Ehrenberg, Dayan Tel Aviv, he's a big goon. You should go learn his farm. So he held that Bezman Hazeh, you can't light outside anymore. You have to dafka light inside. That was his sheet. Could be like sort of what the Briskerov said. It's a new takana to shasa sakana, nichol sukana, and therefore that's it. It has to be inside. He was he was a big guy. You look him up on your phone. You see, he was one of the biggest guy. You know, I'll tell you something. Listen to this. When the Satmar Rebbe wrote the Vayol Moshe, you know, against anti-Zionists, against the Medina. He said, I'm not afraid of anybody to write this, except for the Dvar Yeshua. Mm-hmm. He's the only one I have Moira. Echor Moira Gahat from the Dvar Yeshua. Mm-hmm. Just to understand his godless. Anyone else, I don't care what they say. The Dvar Yeshua, that I have, him I'm afraid of. So I'll give you appreciation for the Dvar Yeshua.
You have it in general, where you have a Takanas Chazal, you say, and you have a problem with it, so you say, oh, holo gozru, weird, you know, some kind of strange sin. So b'shasa sakana, to say that the Takana of to lighting it outside is temporarily suspended, totally makes sense. But if it's not a shasa sakana, what's the smart?
Right, because maybe like the Brisker Rav, it's a new, they made a new Takana.
A new Takana to change the...
Yeah.
Who? When? Where?
In the time of the Gemara. The Gemara. It's brought in the Gemara.
But
okay.
It says.
Okay.
The Gemara says, Shasa
Sakana. Right.
Like, you know.
Okay.
Hayom Bahala.
Oh. So then Rabbi says like this. that, so when they were lighting outside, who was the audience? The B'nai Rishus HaRabim. But B'zman HaZeh, the Iker audience is the B'nai HaBayis. That's the Iker audience. It's not for the, and that's why B'zman HaGemara, if you missed the first half hour, there was no street lights. So people going home during that first half hour, then you lost your audience. Then you can't light anymore.
Well,
so what's that? So Rav Abadi says that B'zman HaZeh, you're lighting inside, and then according to Ramah, everyone's lighting for themselves, basically, because everyone's lighting. So Mimela, he tainted that the whole din of Mokum Hadlaka doesn't apply, and therefore you can light anywhere. And all the dinim in Shulchan Aruch were only relevant for them. You know, this comes up a lot. Like sometimes, you know, people get married during Hanukkah, and a lot of times it's during the Zman Hadlaka. So some people set an alarm, and then when they come home, they light. But in some wedding halls, they'll set up menorahs for the guests. So some people think that it's bracha levatala. You can't. So Rabbi Hills, no, you could light wherever you are. You could light.
Why is it different today in that regard?
Because in those days you were lighting outside your home for the B'nai Rishus HaRabim who passed by your home.
Right.
Today we're lighting inside. We're lighting for ourselves.
Because we're lighting inside.
Right. So then it changed. The lighting inside changed the halacha of where you have the light. And Mendel Zilber, the Heiliger Mendel Zilber, he's a big Dayan today, big Chosh and Mishpat person. He's the son of the Freiman Arav, a very big Talmud Chacham. And he also says a similar approach to maybe a little bit different with the explanation, but bottom line, it comes down to that approach as well, be able to, because sometimes like people, they're going away and they can't light at home, they're leaving, they're going to the airport, but they can maybe light in the, place in the airport, they give a place, or they have a friend who lives near Kennedy Airport and they can stop off, but it's not you really, you're welcome Peter, it's not you're welcome Lena, but
I have a shayla like that myself. Flying to Eretz Yisrael on Hanukkah, and we stopped in Paris for 6 hours.
Right.
Just my wife had never been to Paris, so for a quick tour, and went out to dinner,
Come
and
back.
Going back to the plane. So there's no Mokum Lina in the entire country. It's no
right.
Mokum Lina. So I went to the light in the
restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Right.
I got into a fight with Mashkiach and all that.
Right. Yeah, so that's the question.
Right. There is no Mokum Lina, presumably Zikr Mokum Achil.
Right. Right, and what if you don't have either? Could you find another place? And you have to light indoors, is another Shaila. Is it in bias? Is there such a thing? Or there's no such thing as bias? In bias, there's a norm. Say you're homeless, you want to lock it on the park bench. Could you do that? No, but that's not their own. That's not for that. That's for the communal, but not for your own personal chiv.
Right.
Since Eliezer, he has a tshuva where he's matir the light on the park bench for the homeless or whatever. And I think he's right, even though not everyone agrees with that. Maybe we'll talk more about it as we. So we're getting into the Hanukkah season. Okay, so we're both tired. So officially, Bez Hashem, Monday night we'll have the shir. I'll call everyone, as we normally do. Bez Hashem.